Now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Get ready right now. Tell everybody to go to WVON.com, click Listen Live, or go to LynnMillionaire.com and click Listen Live, because we have a show lined up for you today. I am so excited. I have been going since about 4 a.m. Crazy. I know. I do more before. It's now noon in the Chicagoland area. It's 1 p.m. on the East Coast. It's 10 a.m. On the West Coast. And in Africa and some other places, we've got even more time than that. So wherever you are, whatever you are doing, we are here right now ready for you. And I want you to be able to get information, but not only get information, but to go to the next level. Today, I'm calling this Think Money Thursday, and I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to not only think about the things that you need to go to the next level, but to also deliver them to you and hopefully answer some questions. So you can call me at 312-374-8130. I am still taking calls. I had quite a few folks who called and emailed and what have you yesterday, so hopefully I've had an opportunity to answer your questions. Today I'd like to talk about getting ready for the new tax season that's coming up. And I'd like to think about what we should do in the area of real estate. That's right, real estate. So I want to, first of all, help everybody understand why real estate is still a good investment. And even though we have experienced over the past decade or so, a little bit more than that, we realized the biggest real estate collapse in human history, I think. I don't think that there's ever been anything as big as that. What I want you to understand is we were already in an inflated economy as it related to real estate. So you remember there was a season from about 2003 to 2007 where real estate was booming. People were getting interest-only mortgages. They were buying their dream homes, and then all of a sudden folks were waking up like it was a nightmare on Elm Street, a nightmare on Dream Street, right? Because property values began to decline rapidly. People went into foreclosure for the first time ever, servicing centers. So when you pay your mortgage to a company, that company may or may not service the mortgage. Whoever collects the monthly payment every month services the mortgage. And so for the first time in history, servicing centers went up from having, you know, maybe 200 employees to having 20,000 employees, because that's how many people were in trouble. And during that time, it was a very tumultuous period. I, too, suffered during that season. And I say suffer very lightly, because I didn't suffer really at all. Actually, I won. I came out of that situation winning. And I remember going through the process of getting my mortgage modified. And if you remember, if you were around during that time trying to get your mortgage modified, it was like trying to grow a horn. It was like impossible. Like, can you just grow a horn out of your back? No, you can't. So people were trying to get their mortgages modified. Why were they trying to get them modified? For those of you who don't know or don't remember, or who were too young to really understand what was going on, what was happening is people were buying homes. I'll give you my example. I bought a home in the south suburbs of Chicago for $400,000. When I bought the home, it was worth $550,000. So I bought a home with equity, which is exactly what you're supposed to do. I'll never forget, I found the house and closed on the house in less than 2 weeks. I found the house on a Friday, I believe, and I closed somewhere like 10 or 11 days later. I loved it. It was brand new construction. It was the house for me. It's the house that I really got to raise my children in before they became teenagers, you know, before they became crazy people. And I bought that house and I had equity. And then less than a year later, not only was my $400,000 house, or my house that was worth $500,000 house, no longer worth that, it was worth less than what I owed on it. So here I am, I owe $400,000 on this house because I got 100% financing. And by the time I went through the modification process, that house was only worth about $175,000. So people began to try to get their mortgages modified to decrease their mortgage payment so that the mortgage payment could be commensurate with what it was worth. But here's the problem with the mortgage modification process. They will modify your mortgage and reduce your payment, but you still owed what you originally owed. So it became impossible for many people to be able to comprehend. And this is what I say when I say don't fall in love with the bricks. I'm not going to pay $500,000 for something that's only worth $100,000. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how nice it is. I don't care how many people I had over. I don't care how many Big Mama dinners we had, how many memories. We have to learn not to fall in love with the bricks. And so the modification process became a trap for some, freedom for many. I went through it. I allowed that process to go on for about 6 or 7 years until finally I decided to do cash for keys. I moved out of the property. They gave me a bunch of money. We walked away, and they resold it to somebody else. So I want to help you navigate this new real estate system because it's not what it was, and it's not ideal, but it's still a great opportunity. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have to take a break for news and traffic. No, traffic and weather. That's right, for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris on WVON. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Today we're talking about real estate, what it was then, what it is now, and where it is going, and why it's still a good place to think about investing. If you've got money set to the side for a come up, you all know I teach the 10-10-30-50. The first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save for a come up and a rainy day, but you're saving for a come up. The next 30% is cash in your pocket for your spending money and incidentals, groceries, gas, hair, nails. If it doesn't fit, get rid of it. The end. You cannot spend more money than you have and think you're going to be successful. You're going to get in a trap that you can't get out of. Money will work hard for you if you work hard for it, but money will respect you if you respect it. And you can't respect money if you do not honor the laws of mathematics, which say 1 + 1 = 2. So your stuff cannot add up to 10. So the first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save for a come up, the next 30% is in your pocket as cash for spending money and incidentals. And the remaining 50% stays in your checking account for your bills. If you have enough money, more than enough money, in that 50%, now you pay off your debt, you invest, and you do things in a specific order. I can talk with you one-on-one about that. However, if you don't have enough money, you have to subtract. That's it. It's real simple. If you don't have enough money to pay for the stuff that you're trying to pay for, subtract some of the stuff you're trying to pay for. It's real simple. It's hard. I've been there. I cried over it for a long time, but after I got through crying, mathematics, which has been around since before we have, was still there saying, you got to honor me. So once you have some additional cash flow, you've got disposable income to invest, or you've got some money to the side, then you still want to think about real estate as a viable investment. Why? I'll tell you why. I received a listing from Lynn's List member, Monica Poland. And that piece of property is on the market for about $400,000, but it's worth 1.2. It's a short sale all day long. It's got 5 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, indoor pool, five of everything, five-car garage. I mean, it is fantastic. If I had the house, everybody in my family would live in it, like Greenlee. We'd be the Greenlee family, and we'd pull our money together, and everybody would stay there until they were millionaires. And then once you became a millionaire, then you could go. So I'd live there. My mom would be there. My brother would be there. My husband's mama would be there. The kids would be there. We'd have everybody in their own little suite. Now, I may have just named more than five rooms, but you feet more than five people for the five bedrooms, but you get the point. We've got to stop throwing our people out on the street and having everybody spread apart, paying five separate rents, five separate mortgages, five separate light bills, five separate gas bills, five separate everything, when we could actually start to live together in community and in harmony with everybody working in the home-based business. That's right. Everybody in the house works in the home-based business. Grandma, too. I was trying to figure out a way to hire Grandma B before she passed. And I was like, you know, now this is just ridiculous. The 98-year-old woman should at least be one of the people around here who doesn't have to work. But I was trying to figure it out, even up to this year. I know that's a little off and crazy, but I was trying to figure it out. But instead, I wound up hiring someone to take care of her so I get my money back there. And rest in peace. God bless her. But my point is, that piece of property is on the market for 400 or, you know, in the high 400,000s, and it's worth a million. That's a great, great, great come up. That's a humongous come up. It could be an Airbnb. There are many things that you could do with a property like that if you are in position to actually invest. Another thing that could happen, let's say you are a senior citizen and you live in a state where there, where you are exempt from taxes, or you have a significant tax break, or if you are a disabled veteran in certain parts of the country and in certain counties, you don't pay any real estate taxes at all. So you could be in a property that's $400,000 that's worth $1.2 million. You could charge, you know, for Airbnb, you could probably make $10,000 a week on that property. So these are some of the things that you want to start thinking about. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. Get your real estate questions ready. Get your mortgage questions ready, because I have some new information for you. There are some new programs. There are new ways to get into properties. If you are a serious investor, there's hard money available. It doesn't mean you don't have your own money. It just means instead of using your own money, you're going to choose to use the hard money lender. I don't want everybody thinking that there's just money out there falling out the sky. You have to put something in if you want to get something out. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host. Right now, you can go to LynnMillionaire.com. You can follow me at LynnMillionaire. You can go to LynnRichardson.com or follow me at Lynn Richardson. And right now, it's the 12:30 on the Talk of Chicago, so we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And we are creating millionaires. Can't forget that. That's what this show is about. It's not about talking about it. It is about being about it. And I have a 100, Saving 100 program coming out soon. And I'm working on 100 people who are going to save $100,000, and we're going to do it. And then we are going to really elevate and do some great things. So it can be done. I remember one year I did the challenge with my sorority and met the challenge in less than 1 year. So it's possible. I have clients, Mr. Leo and his wife, Faith. You've heard Leo here before. He paid off $100,000 in debt. I did an appearance with him on Steve Harvey last year. And since then, he and his wife have had a baby, traveled to Paris, all kind of, you know, countries in the in Europe, and they have paid off another $100,000. They were $200,000 in debt, newly married, fresh out of school. Too many student loans, or too much of their budget was being allocated towards student loans, and they did something about it. So what I love about them is that they're now going to be able to live out their young years with financial freedom, having a whole lot more cash flow available to them. So it's about, it's possible, it's doing it. It's possible to do it. People are doing it, and you can do it too. So that's what this is about, creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, one dollar at a time, one dime at a time. So I want to do some numbers for you. Now, first of all, depending on where you live, real estate may or may not be the best investment for you. I live on the West Coast. And it would all depend. If I were to buy any real estate here, chances are it would have to be commercial. It would have to be zoned properly, and I'd have to be able to make a return on my investment very quickly. I probably would not buy a single-family home here. It's probably not something that I would do, at least not right now, because the home that I just described to you that's in Illinois, that's 6,000 square feet, five bedrooms, five bathrooms, five-car garage, indoor pool, and everything else you can imagine, that house is on the market in Illinois for roughly $475,000. That same house in Los Angeles, California, or anywhere in the surrounding area will probably be $5 million. I cannot wrap my head around paying $5 million for something that if you picked it up and dropped it down someplace else on the same flat ground earth that we're all walking on, I can't imagine paying eight times that amount. So that's not something that I would do here, but I might do some other things. So you want to think about where you want to invest. You may want to buy a second home. You may want to buy a vacation home. You may want to buy commercial property. You need to think about what that means for you. Now, if I were going to, let's say, start some kind of home or Airbnb, then I might consider this property. I may move into the property in Illinois and move in my mother-in-law and put her on the property as well. I'm just giving you some examples of things that you should do, because we should be consolidating anyway. We would not pay any taxes because she would be exempt. And we could use this property for so many other things, not to mention just family being closer together, but to rent out additional rooms. There could be multiple usages for that particular property, or it could simply be an heirloom in the family that we hold on to for the next 20, 30, or 40 years. Because can you use a house that's 6,000 square feet in the future? Absolutely you can. You never know who's going to come back home. You never know what child is going to have more children and the house flooded and they need a place to come and stay. That's what we need to be about. We need to be about not only creating wealth, but also building community. So a property like that, the principal and interest would be $2,500, which is very reasonable. The principal and interest on this 6,000 square foot house is $2,500. Your real estate taxes could be as high as another $2,000 to $3,000 a month, depending on where you sit in that. But even then, you're still at a significant savings, especially if you decide to pull together as a family and everybody do their part. And or if you decide to Airbnb it or whatever the case may be, or you decide to have some kind of a bed and breakfast situation. I know one of the things that I thought about is having a place where senior citizens could kind of live in a smaller community that's a little more intimate, but there's still other people there. And there's one person overseeing it on a rotating schedule, of course, over time. But it gives a little more intimate situation, because guess what? There are people out there who love for their loved ones, their elderly loved ones, to be in a much more intimate space. So there are so many ways you can leverage real estate to build your dreams. And the truth of the matter is, when that property value goes up, because it is going to go up, it may not go up right now, but I'm not looking to make that money right now. I'm looking to put my dollars into something that's going to get me some money back right now. So if I pay $2,500 in principal and interest on a mortgage, I'm going to get a deduction on my tax return. If I put that in rent, I get nothing. So you have to think about where you're putting your money, if you can get it back, if it makes sense to put it in a situation like that. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. I'll take some calls, 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. In the meantime, I'm going to talk about a few myths of the home buying process. If you file bankruptcy, you cannot buy a house. There's nothing further from the truth. As a matter of fact, if you file bankruptcy, if you have bad credit and you file bankruptcy, you'll buy a house much quicker. Let me repeat. If you have bad credit and you file bankruptcy, you'll be able to buy a house much quicker than you can if you don't. Let me tell you why. Because once you file bankruptcy, you wipe the slate clean. Once you file bankruptcy, let's say you've got on your credit report some collections, liens, judgments, things that have been late for the past however long. You file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy and you pay it on time for a year, you can buy a house in a year. In 1 year. You can buy a house in 1 year if you file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. 2 years if you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Now, I'm not telling everybody to go out and file bankruptcy. All I'm saying is that there's a myth that's out there that is, if you file bankruptcy, life is over. I'm going to tell you right now, if life was over after bankruptcy, everybody would be dead. I mean, I wouldn't be talking, everybody, all of us. There would be about two people walking around. Okay? So I want you to understand that there is life after your mistakes. Another myth about the home buying process is, will having back child support stop you from buying a home? It, not necessarily. Now, if your child support is on your credit report and you have not paid it, they will require you to be current, but it will not prevent you from owning a home. They will require you to be current if your back child support is showing up on your credit report. If it's not showing up on your credit report, then you've still got a chance. If it's coming out of your check every 2 weeks, it's going to be counted as a debt in your debt-to-income ratio. And that's why I'm encouraging families to have discussions, because rather than paying child support, I would suggest you have an arrangement where you hire the child to work in your home-based business. You pay the child every month, and then you get that money back. You don't get child support back. You don't get alimony back. But if you pay the person to work and they do a job, then everybody wins. And so we want to start to think about ways to build wealth and to get our emotions out of it. See, when our emotions get involved, and or we do not do our part. A, emotions get involved. B, we don't do our part. You get mad, you upset, and now you can't talk. You don't want to work with the person. They did this, they did that, they cheated, lied, whatever it was. And then we miss out on money because our emotions are involved. Or if you don't do your part, if you don't pay on time, then guess what? Somebody's going to want to ensure that someone is going to force you to pay on time. So I just say, if everybody would stand up and communicate and do the right thing, then we can be in a much wealthier position. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. I got another question. The question just came from one of someone who sent in a question. Can buying big items while buying a house stop you from buying? I will answer that question. We have to take a break for traffic and weather today with Jennifer Harris. This is WVON, and we'll be right back with more answers to your questions.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Legacy for your loved ones. Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. You can reach me at www.lynnrichardson.com. It's the quickest way to reach me. I communicate with sometimes 400 or 500 people in a day. Because that's the quickest way. It's the I keep telling people it's the indoor plumbing of communication. Cannot call every single person because many of your questions, I already have a very, very well thought out, careful communication designed to help you understand what you need to get to the next level. And then once you understand, if you want to set up a consultation, I've got all the information there. I've got the information that you need for the consultation. I can't get on the phone without having certain items because I'm going to get on the phone and have questions and we're going to waste time. So in order for us to preserve time and in order for us to preserve energy, if you go there and follow me, trust me, I will help you be free. And one of the things I also said, I was talking to my team of wealth ambassadors and ambassadors last night in Wealth University. I said, let me tell you something. Energy is like money in the bank. Once you spend it, it's gone. You can't get it back. Time, it's gone. So our job in getting our money straight is also to make sure that our energy is used properly, because if you get drained, then you can't be creative. If you lose time, then you don't have the leverage to maximize what you're trying to do. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm still taking calls at 312-374-8130. Jay, you are on the Millionaires Roundtable. You have a question for me? Jay, you have a question? Okay, Jay, if you are there, they told me what your question was, so maybe you hung up because you wanted to hear the answer. So Jay called in and said, can you elaborate on hiring your kids to work? Absolutely. So your children need things, school clothes, school supplies, food, tuition, you know, whatever. You're spending money on your children. If you spend money on your kids, certainly you get certain exemptions on your tax return for having kids, but not a whole lot. If you're making a lot of money, six figures going, even if it's $50,000 that you're making, then you also can get additional tax write-offs. So the money that you are spending on your children, add all of that up. Even in the most meager situation, you're probably spending $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a year on each one of your children, if not significantly more. When I was spending $250 a week on daycare for each of my children and $500 a month on tuition, let me tell you, I was spending somewhere close to $2,000 a month just to educate them. That was $24,000 a year. That did not include their food. It didn't include them taking vacation. It did include them being in cheerleading. So all I'm saying is this. You've got to learn how to put your money in the right column so you can get it back. If you spend money on things, you don't get it back. If you spend money on a salary, you do. You hire your kids to work in your home-based business. You can pay each one up to $12,000, and you get that money back at tax time. And the money that you pay them, they spend that money on the things that you were going to buy anyway, like tuition and books and school clothes and school supplies. So it's a game-changing way to minimize your tax liability, because the number one expense, if you're trying to be a millionaire, let me tell you something. We talked about the athletes who lost all that money. You get a $50 million contract, you owe $12 million. You're in a 30% tax bracket, you owe $15 million in taxes. That's before you even spent anything. Now, of course, you spent it already because the tax bill doesn't come due until later, but you've already spent the money. So if you are serious about taking your finances to the next level, you're not serious just because you're investing in real estate. You're not serious just because you've got $1 million in your 401k. You're not serious just because you're debt-free. If you're really serious, you're going to minimize your tax liability. Why? Because you don't have to. You don't have to pay as much in taxes if you have an education. The IRS has said you don't. They've given you a whole tax code. If you get IRS Publication 15 and IRS Publication 465, you will probably change your whole entire financial situation just in a matter of moments of reading. So I want you to understand that it's not just about getting more money. It's about keeping it, and it's about getting it back as well. The Small Business Association has an article, 5 Reasons to Hire Your Child. Great article. This is from the government. This is from SBA.gov. So not only does the government make it possible for you to get up to 475 tax deductions, the government is also saying, we're going to tell you why you should. Number one, you can find talent in a tight job market. Hiring your kids is a great way to get some of that social media, bookkeeping, record keeping, administrative things that you need done. That's a great way to do that. Experience. Putting your child to work is going to give them experience. It's going to give them knowledge of how to navigate in this world, and it's going to give them an entrepreneurial spirit and give them an understanding of how businesses truly work. It's tax-free income. That's all I got to say. Up to $12,000. They don't even pay taxes on it. Number four, retirement savings. If you pay your child more than that, then they can put the extra amount in a retirement savings and defray their taxes. And then succession planning. So you want to turn the business over to somebody, start to train them now. We can still talk about real estate. I know there's a whole lot of questions. You can go to LynnRichardson.com, click connect with Lynn, ask me any question, and I will answer. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, and I've had so much fun today. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.